It was conceived by scientists and doctors. It was developed over several years. It was backed by military funding and brought to life by electrical engineers. What gave new hope to all of the unfortunates who suffered irreversible bodily harm, who dried the tears of those who've lost a limb? The Boston Arm, the Boston Arm. This extraordinary piece of modern machinery will be a boon to all further ages hence. To many scores of amputees and veterans and victims of industrial accidents. For it can grasp and swat and point and gesture, conduct and wave and lift things on demand. It can drum its fingers on a desk, or shake your hand, or shake your hand. Huzzah, huzzah for Yankee ingenuity. Huzzah, huzzah for the medical biotech community. No other kind of artificial arm can hold a candle to the Boston Arm. Perhaps you've seen its picture in the paper. It rests supine upon a plump divan, or soldered to an old soldier's shoulder, or in a scene in a stereopticon. Its fame has spread far and wide and over and under, no longer just for the gravely injured few. Now every able body and its brother's friends must have one too, must have one too. There'll come a day when only marginal people still have their God-given arms hang at their sides, while all the world is mad for replacement members and unprecedented extra appendages. Thou cybernetic scion of New England, our fate together entwined forevermore. You and I will twirl a baton and crow, Excelsior, Excelsior. There are those who say that progress is immoral, but they're only stragglers who'll be left behind. For your own sake, you might as well embrace it in order to be in step with the times. But verily, there'll be a day of reckoning, the day when God will flood the world again. For man's audacity and his presumption to feign improve his Creator's handiwork, then who will reign supreme o'er all creation? Long after all of us mortals by the farm, who will then unaided salute the flag? The Boston Arm, the Boston Arm.